We're certainly unhappy with where we're at, but we certainly have some perspective. There's no doubt at the end of 2019, we all needed to take some accountability. It was myself, it was the players, it was everyone involved in our footy department. And that's taken place. The players started that process well before the season finished, and the coaches have continued that on throughout the off-season. And we also know that it's not just going to happen.
That is the voice of Simon Goodwin from the D's at the Melbourne Members Forum, Melbourne Fan Forum, talking about accountability for what happened last season in just about every aspect of the club. And they've claimed to have done that. And what they've done as well is try to improve their list through the off-season. I reckon they might have done a pretty good job of that. And Ed Langdon is one of the players that they've got access to from the Fremantle Dockers, who's back in Melbourne in the red and the blue. And he joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to have you on. Now, what's it like being back home?
Fantastic. It's something that's probably been in the works for a few years, and to finally get it done this year is really exciting and great to be there.
When you are going through those couple of years, as you said, it's been in the works for a couple of years, so you've always perhaps had an eye on getting back. How difficult is it to focus on where you are at any given time on the week in front of you when you've got a bit of a vision that home is where you probably want to be?
That's certainly tough. I sort of thought I handled it pretty well. Probably the last 6 months of being there, that was probably the toughest, and in particular, maybe the last month of playing footy, especially knowing that we weren't going to play finals. It's sort of, you can't get it out of your mind. It's probably going to be your last four games and your last two games and your last game. So that, yeah, no doubt is very tough, but you sort of have to put that to one side as much as you can and just play.
So you've been at the Dockers for 5 years, you're 23 years of age, you're perfectly primed to come into Melbourne and have an impact. And I reckon your last 2 years have been real breakout years for you, and I imagine give you great confidence. What do you bring to the D's? What are the fans listening today? What do you bring to them?
Well, it's probably no secret why they were so interested in me. Hopefully I can bring a bit of run and carry and speed, and hopefully a bit of excitement to the D's fans. Yeah, love to get a goal, so I'll see how I can go doing that.
Well, Simon Goodwin, we just heard from at the fan forum around accountability for last year. I'm interested in how you felt the vibe around the club after a really tough season last year for them. How do you enter into that and have meaningful input into what happens next season?
It's very interesting because I sort of, obviously, coming in, only sort of knowing what everybody else has read in the media and seen. So it was really exciting day one. We pretty much addressed 2019 as a whole, and they pretty much spoke about how this is the last time we'll mention that season, and everything from here is putting all our energy into 2020, which is, I think, a great mindset to have, especially after a season like that. You don't want to spend half your pre-season dwelling on it before you get into gear. So the players spoke about how clearly it was a very tough year for them. So I think everyone was pretty keen to move on and sort of start fresh.
Now, obviously, it's only very early stages, but what do you feel is the main kind of emphasis? What do you feel coming into the club that they stand for? Have you been able to pick that out yet?
My first 2 days there, so I can't say I've really figured it all out yet. But Goody, I think the whole focus sort of in this pre-season, in the early stages, from what I've gathered, is sort of relationships and making sure the players and coaches are all on the same page and all sort of working towards similar goals, which I think is incredibly important. And the coaches went away and they've clearly had a big think about where we need to improve as a playing group, and I think the starting base of building some of those relationships is going to be really important for us.
We have Max Gorn as part of our program, Ed, and he talks about how that while it was such a disappointing year, that actually brought the group closer together rather than potentially fracture it. Have you sensed that? I know you've only been there a short time, but have you sensed that they are a close group?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the closer group as any I've sort of seen in my 5 years, day one of a pre-season. So I think Goody mentioned it as well, that all the boys are pretty much catching up throughout the off-season training. So I think there's a couple of groups of 20 catch up for training sessions, which in my history is sort of unheard of. Everyone kind of goes their own way and does their own thing. So to say that is it's pretty powerful.
And just on the move, I know you've spoken about it a bit publicly, but it was one of those situations that they chose you, or did you choose them because of what they were lacking and what you had? How did it all start that Melbourne became the club that you were to go to?
Well, it's probably a bit of the perfect storm, to be honest. They clearly targeted a few players in certain positions, and I happened to be one of those players looking to come home. So it worked pretty well. I sort of think my management group have been sort of vaguely speaking to them for the last few years. I think they've always had a pretty good relationship and always had sort of an interest in me. So the stars sort of aligned this off season, and the trade went through pretty seamlessly, I think. So yeah, it was probably a bit of a perfect storm situation there, which is great for me and the club.
Well, it's worked out pretty well for both of you, if that's what they wanted, and you certainly wanted to come home. You've got brother Tom at the Magpies. Is that all there are, however many Langdons there are? Is there a few others, or just the two of you?
No, there's an older sister as well.
Right. And so I imagine any time we speak to someone who gets back home, wherever it is around the country, that mum and dad are always pretty happy. The family are always pretty happy. How was the response when you told them that you were coming home?
Yeah. I'd be lying if I said mum was not very happy. She's been 5 years, and she's finally got her son back. So, yeah, she's over the moon. Dad's a mad Richmond supporter, so he's now got three teams in Melbourne he can go for. I think they're pretty happy.
Well, you know, half's asking because he's the head coach of the Carlton AFLW side, so he wants to know if your sister's into the AFL as well.
No, she's not. Yeah. She's got the arty gene.
Okay. Right, the arty tune. Right. Okay. Well, the good news for your old man is all three of the teams he's now going to support are in the same area, so he can watch all the training any given day if he likes.
I know. Yeah, makes it very easy for him.
So, of the three of you, who's got the best hair?
I'm going to have to go with myself. I'll give the other two a bit of stick about it.
Excellent question, Whitey. Hey, just changing tack a little bit, but staying with the D's. Harley Bernal is training with the D's. You've seen him up close at the Frio through your time. Do you think he's ready to go and have another crack at AFL footy and be just what Melbourne are after?
Yeah, hopefully. I think for both parties, that is obviously the desired result. I've spoken a bit to Harley in the last couple of weeks, and he's just super excited to get another chance. And whether that be just training in December, yeah, he's over the moon. He's back in town now in Melbourne, I think. And yeah, I think he's itching a bit to get out there. So hopefully he can get his body right, because we all know how good a player he is. So I think for the sake of the AFL, it'll be great to see Harley back out playing.
Well, I don't think there's any question about his talent or capability whatsoever. So if he can get himself right physically, it would be a great boost for the Melbourne Football Club, as it will be having you alongside him in the red and the blue. Ed, we appreciate your time. Say good day to your mum for us. She's obviously pretty pumped about the world. We look forward to seeing you in action in 2020 for the D's.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me, guys.